This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Chuang. Now, in about half an hour, we have our usual breakfast grill where I will be speaking with Patrick Chang, CIO of ASEAN Equity Principal Asset Management, and Alex Chia, Head of Regional Equity Research on with RHB Investment Bank. Now, you know, we all know markets leave all of us a bit confused, right? Despite this so-called worst ever recession since the Great Depression of the 1930s, the markets seem to be shooting ahead. It's a V-shaped recovery. So is this sustainable? And of course, I'm going to ask the million-dollar question, where is the money to be made? So tune in after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But in the meantime, we're going to look at another set of results because Microsoft wrapped up a record-breaking year. They announced record quarterly revenue of $38 billion, up 13% year-on-year and beating analyst expectations of $36.5 billion.
Yeah, net income came in at $11.2 billion. That's $1.46 a share. That beats analyst expectations of $1.34 a share. But the cloud division, which has long been a driver of growth at Microsoft, saw 17% on-year growth up to $13.4 billion in revenue. But Azure, which is the cloud, you know, the office part of the segment, only grew by 47% on the year, which is, I think, versus 49% growth expectations.
So for a stock that has risen 26% on a year-to-date basis, of course the question is, has the easy money been made or is there still more upside? So for some perspective on this, we speak to Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Security. Now, Dan, you know, it's a relatively good set of numbers from Microsoft this quarter, but yet the street seemed disappointed with Azure's growth. Are you also concerned that this hybrid cloud segment is starting to slow?
Look, it's a great question. And part of it is Microsoft's stock up 50% since March. And so I think what you're seeing here, and you saw with Netflix as well, expectations were so bullish going into the print. I view this as a knee-jerk reaction. I continue to think the path's higher for Microsoft today. If I look at cloud, $1 trillion is going to be spent in cloud over the next decade. I think that's really the fuel. So on these knee-jerk type reactions, we continue to be buying Microsoft as well as broader tech as we think 20 or 30% higher here.
Yeah, we saw revenue growth from PC businesses. Q4 revenue was 14% on the year to $12.9 billion. That's about a third of the overall top line. But do you reckon we should expect this to shrink going forward?
Look, I think the PC business continues to be under pressure, especially what we're seeing in the supply chain across Asia. And I do think that that's going to be a continued headwind. But overall, in my opinion, the valuation, the cloud business is worth about $1 trillion for Microsoft. And the street's focus for Microsoft continues to be Azure, Office 365, and the overall cloud storage. So that's why the PC business, you know, I view as more something right now not as big of a focus among the street.
But Dan, you know, I mean, we can see growth coming from work from home or remote applications like even Microsoft Teams or, like you say, Office Cloud. But the reality is this is against a backdrop of an economic slowdown in the US. I mean, don't you see revenue coming off in some way or another?
Yeah. And I think what's happening is it's really a fork in the road. I mean, you are seeing a tough macro, a very volatile spending environment, and probably in some ways as worse as I've seen in 20 years of covering tech. But then on the other hand, the cloud, work from home, the acceleration of these growth stories, I think a lot of it's been accelerated by 2 to 3 years. So that's why you have stocks like Zoom and Slack and Citrix and others. And I think Microsoft and cloud plays into those themes. So I think you're going to continue to have a winners and losers in this market. I believe tech continues to be the winner in terms of high growth, and these stocks continue to get re-rated going forward.
Yeah, Dan, I saw you being quoted on Bloomberg on a Satya Nadella call with Microsoft. Satya Nadella talked about investing going forward. What kind of stuff did he mean by that, do you think?
Look, I think in terms of investments, I believe also Microsoft's going to be acquisitive. And I think that's something where they're in a position of strength. I think they're going to double down the cloud. I can see them potentially acquiring a cybersecurity company because that's the other area that you're seeing just massive growth where Microsoft plays into. I think they'll get a lot more acquisitive over the next 6 to 9 months.
And then you've got a $260 price target on Microsoft and a $300 bull case target on the back of the cloud business. But seriously, you know, what could derail this price target? What could go wrong?
Well, I think what could derail it is that you start to see those cloud tailwinds, and in terms of work from home, you start to see those subside. And I think that's something where built into the stock is that it's not going to subside. And I believe in this new normal, you're going to see this work from home phenomenon continue for the next 12 to 18 months. If that subsides, if they execution-wise, you know, lose out versus AWS, those are probably some of the bigger risks out there. But right now, I see those as pretty contained.
Yeah, I mean, AWS is really the larger player in terms of the cloud space. So are you more optimistic with Amazon than you are with Microsoft?
More optimistic on Microsoft as a core cloud play. I do believe Microsoft's gaining more and more market share versus Amazon AWS. No doubt, the top of the mountain is AWS. And I think you'll see that next week when they report numbers. But as an overall pure play cloud, it's Microsoft, even though Amazon's a name we continue, you know, to view very positively.
Yeah, Dan, in 6 days' time, Apple reports their numbers. What are you expecting from the stock? And what do you expect Tim Cook's going to say?
Yeah, right now it's a tale of two cities because the near-term picture is not pretty in terms of iPhone demand, and that's no new news. But right now the big focus is on the other side, iPhone 12, you know, in terms of the timing there, what the demand picture looks like, especially that we're seeing it throughout China, because I do think China was strong for Apple. That's about 20% of their overall iPhone upgrades. So I think that's going to be the big focus. And I do think this is a stock that investors are looking on the other side of the dark valley. What does the iPhone upgrade look like in terms of iPhone 12? And it's a re-rating story for the services business. We believe the services business alone is worth $6 to $650 billion.
Yeah, but nonetheless, Dan, you're up there in terms of the target price at $450. You're one of the, in fact, you are among the highest. Well, what's driving this optimism?
I think part of it, it's a pure sum of the parts re-rating on Apple. There's the services business and the iPhone business. We believe the actual hardware business alone is worth $1.4 to $1.5 trillion. A lot of it comes down just to this number: 350 million of 950 million iPhones worldwide have not upgraded their phone in 3.5 years. So if you look at the pent-up demand there, that continues to be why we're bullish on Apple. And I believe 450 is our price target, bull case 525. I think this is a $2 trillion market cap in the next 6 months.
Thank you for your time. That was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities, being very optimistic on both Microsoft and Apple.
Pass me the tissues, Wong Xiaoning, because I'm trying to clean the tears from my eyes. This is eye-watering territory. $2 trillion on Apple. One in three phones hasn't been renewed. That's a lot of moolah right there.
A lot. That's an understatement,
bucks,
Chuang.
$520 bull case share price target.
It's like the $1 trillion is like the GDP of all the small ASEAN countries together. Even more, right? That's how much these companies are really making.
I mean, Malaysia's entire country economy is $333 billion. Okay, that's 1/5 the size of Microsoft.
Yeah,
1/5 the size of Amazon.
So these countries are like mini, a few of us combined.
In 1 year, Microsoft makes more in revenue than Malaysia's entire foreign reserves.
Well, that's the wonders of technology, right? That's why NASDAQ is up 20% on a year-to-date basis despite this global recession, right? And you're talking, if you look at Apple, PE of 30 times, I mean, it's just people just want to pay for anything that has growth. It's all about scarcity value, right? So, you know, that's why these share prices continue to inch up, even though we almost can't quite believe it.
Well, he was talking about the cloud business at Microsoft being a $1 trillion business. It's not surprising. I mean, if you consider the Chinese counterpart from Ant Financial, their technology services as well, they're coming out and they're trying to value their business at what, $200 billion?
Billion.
This is at the starting gate, huh?
Yeah, well, let's see how it does when the gates do open. But up next, we'll be speaking to Dr. Siti Kariya, who is the lecturer at University of Science Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.